O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Here I am, Lord, here again, because I need you. Psalm 145, verses 1 to 4. I will exalt you, O God my King, and bless your name for ever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. There is no end to his greatness. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your power. Here I am, Lord, here again, because I need you. A reading from Acts chapter 13, verses 26 to 43. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. Now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. And that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he has spoken thus, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Therefore he also says in another Psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that though this man has preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here I am, Lord, here again because I need you. Jean Jugan has written, go and find Jesus when your patience and strength give out and you feel alone and helpless. He is waiting for you. Say to him, Jesus, you know exactly what is going on. You are all I have, and you know all. Come to my help. And then go and don't worry about how you are going to manage. That you have told God about it is enough. He has a good memory. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as we dive into the scriptures, would you awaken our hearts, expand our minds, and shape our identities today? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. we rejoice in God's care today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we ask for forgiveness for the times we have been quick to speak and slow to listen. Help us listen to you this day. Help us grow in humility, teachability, and curiosity. Father God, we pray for teachers in our schools, colleges, and universities, especially those who have continued to teach in contexts where most people are at home due to the coronavirus pandemic. The demands on them are great and the pressures on them are intense. If they have lost their love of learning, would you reinstill it in them? Help them to run towards learning and teaching encounters. We thank you for all that they have done, and we pray that throughout this summer they will find rest in you and in play. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we yield ourselves to the adventure, discovery, and exploration of the heart and life of others as we learn together about you. We thank you for your promise in Psalm 119, verse 130, that the unfolding of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. Thanks that your word gives light to us all, no matter our level of education or intelligence. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you remember the lilies when we cannot remember our own best interests. Open our eyes to wonder in awe at your greatness, that we might learn to see how all things are possible with you, maker of heaven and earth. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.